rocky formation is erect in calm blue waters with the setting sun on the horizon. Mar Vista Entertainment. A view through parted double doors of a white 50-something blonde woman. She's sorting clothes in a large dressing room where the lights around a row of mirrors are switched off. The woman, Miss Meadows, hangs a few items on a rail before picking out a pink dress. She takes the dress to the desk opposite her and sits down by a sewing machine. A small lamp illuminates her workspace and she drapes the dress over the machine's base before sewing along a hem. Miss Meadows' wavy shoulder-length hair is half up, half down, and she wears a brown vest over a pink blouse. Meadows pauses the machine, frowning as she listens to a distant sobbing. She shakes her head and continues. Meadows stops the machine again, her frown deepening as she piles the rest of the material onto the desk, then gets up. Meadows wanders along the wall of mirrors, then edges into a dark wing that leads to a theatre's stage. Meadows heads towards the middle of the stage, passing through parts of the set, then she peers out at the dark seating ahead.
Who's there?
Meadows teeters further with a furrowed brow. Meadows looks around, then a heavy shield on a pole drops down, crushing her. Text appears, High School Revenge. A sunny day inside a large family home in a suburban neighborhood. A 30-something white brunette woman's in her modern kitchen, writing mummy and a heart symbol on a napkin, which she then puts in a packed lunch. Her husband comes in.
Hey, honey.
Much better.
Hi. Good morning. Hey, can you pick Brooklyn up after rehearsal this afternoon? I've got a late appointment. My client wants to discuss options with her husband about appliances.
I don't think husband's ever got a vote.
Only when absolutely necessary. Good morning, sweetheart.
Morning.
You might want to be careful. Your mom's new counters.
Mine's better the way it was.
Brooklyn pours cereal.
Maybe we can run lines on the way to school.
It's a great offer. You know, your mom was quite the actress when we were at Liberty. She even beat out Avery Anderson for the lead in our senior play.
Yeah, so I've heard. 100 times. That was a long time ago.
A magazine.
Still impressive.
Avery's posing on the magazine's front cover. Brooklyn flicks through the magazine as her parents, Ellie and Daniel, smile at each other. At a high school, a black woman in her mid-30s, her hair in long braided twists, unpacks a box in a small office. The woman, Indigo, smiles at a large book, then places it on a shelf. The binder reads, "The Complete Works of William Shakespeare." In her kitchen, Brooklyn gets up on hearing a car horn.
Is that Sadie?
Yeah.
I thought I was taking you to school this morning.
She wants to talk about something on the way. Bye.
Brooklyn rushes out and Ellie eyes Daniel. He shrugs.
Honey!
Outside.
Wait! Your lunch. And can you give this to Miss Meadows? It's some fabric I figure she could use for her next set design.
Yeah, sure.
It's heavy.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. See ya.
Thanks, honey. Remember to make good choices.
I always do.
She gets in Sadie's car as Daniel comes out and cuddles Ellie.
Whatever happened to my sweet and loving daughter? Sometimes I feel like she just hates me.
Come on. She doesn't hate you. Maybe you should just worry a little less. She's a good kid.
You're right. I just don't want her to make the same mistakes that I made.
At the school, Indigo's putting up a sign when a woman touches her shoulder. Startled, Indigo drops a box.
You scared
me.
Sorry, I thought we agreed you start next week.
We did, but I thought I'd get a head start setting up, so I'm ready to go on Monday. I hope that's okay.
Of course. I see you provided your own nameplate.
I had it from my old job. I figured I'd use it until you had a Liberty one made for me. I've got a couple of more boxes in my car.
Principal Trammell watches Indigo head down the hallway, then she studies the name plaque. Indigo Brown, counselor's office. Brooklyn and Sadie near the school.
Have you had anatomy yet?
No. You?
Yeah, we're dissecting bunnies.
No.
I know, it's like I said, even later.
No. Can't they do something better, like dissect frogs? They're uglier.
Okay, but like frogs are still kind of cute.
Brooklyn gets a loving text from her mom.
Not gonna reply?
Mom doesn't want me to break the rules.
The phone's explosive. My mom would kill me.
I gotta find this meadow so I can get rid of this.
What's even in there?
I don't know, like fabric and stuff.
What else could they possibly need?
She said that she was done with everything, so I don't really understand why I have this bag, but whatever. Anyway, you talk to Jenny yet? Are you crazy?
The theater's lights are broken.
She's not here. Let's go.
Hang on. I'm not carrying around this bag all day.
Brooklyn switches on her Maybell's torch and heads down the seating staircase. Sadie waits at the top.
Hurry up, we're gonna be late for class.
Yeah.
Brooklyn frowns as she steps onto the stage, then she finds Meadows' body. Brooklyn covers her mouth as she stares at Meadows, still trapped under the fallen set piece. At a cafe's outdoor seating, Ellie joins a stylish dark-haired woman. The woman, Jasmine, slides over a mug as Ellie sits down.
Oh, what would I do without you?
Well, you're never late, so I figured you might need it.
Yeah.
Rough morning?
Ugh. I'm worried about Brooklyn.
She's been pulling away from me lately.
She's a teenager. That's what they do. Do you remember how we treated our moms when we were in high school?
Ugh. That's supposed to make me feel any better?
You don't need to worry. Brooklyn's a good kid.
Yeah, you sound like Daniel. So, here are all the showtimes.
I can't wait to see it. She won't be too embarrassed if her Aunt Jasmine shows up, will she?
Never! Following in her mother's footsteps, I see.
Wow. Brooklyn Bauman as Lady Macbeth.
Lady Macbeth, your greatest role.
Hello, Avery.
It's hard to believe that Ellie beat you up for the lead in the senior play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I always assumed it was because Ellie was Miss Meadows' favorite.
Well, I was surprised to see you're coming to the high school reunion this weekend. Everyone will be so excited to see you.
Aw, well, I didn't go out of my way. I was already scheduled to be in town between movies, so actually, I should go. Oh, and Ellie, let me know if Brooklyn needs any coaching while I'm around. I know you did play Macbeth in high school, but I did play her off-Broadway.
Bye. Okay. Okay, so this is for you. And this is for...
Someone else is coming?
Yes, well...
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello, Ellie.
Hey. Good to see you.
We ran into each other yesterday, and Tiffany thought it would be fun to help plan the reunion.
Yeah, well, Trevor says I should get out more now that the kids are in school, so...
Hey, how is Trevor anyways?
He's great.
Will you tell him that I say congratulations on his new position as the police chief?
I sure will.
Tiffany looks awkward.
So, shall we get started? We have a lot to get through before Friday, so...
I had no idea that planning a reunion would be this much work.
Hey, when I ran against you for student body president our senior year, they said that planning the reunions would be a big responsibility.
Well, I guess I should have paid more attention to their warning.
You love it. Decorating's her thing.
Oh, I'm well aware. Trevor's mom can't stop talking about the wonderful kitchen you designed for her.
I'm so glad that she's happy with the work. I mean, she had quite the vision for her kitchen.
Let me say, I think she might love you almost as much as she loves her new kitchen.
Okay, what's the count for Friday?
More than half the class, including Avery Anderson.
Avery's coming to the reunion?
Yep, you just missed her.
So talented. Did you guys see her last movie?
We went together.
It was great. Yeah.
I've got a client meeting in about an hour, so maybe we can deal with the planning.
I mean, did you have any idea that Avery could sing like that?
No, I remember in high school. Wasn't she in the choir? But,
right?
You know, yeah.
I remember that, but not that good.
No.
Right.
She's really a musician.
Sorry.
Principal Trammell, is everything okay? Okay, yeah. I'll be right over there. Thank you.
Is Brooklyn okay?
I'm not sure. That was Principal Trammell. She says that she'll explain everything to me when I get there.
Well, I can drive you.
Oh, no. You and Tiffany, it's okay. Keep planning. I'm sure it's nothing.
Ellie hurries off.
Okay. All right.
Ellie finds Daniel in the school corridor.
They called you too?
Yeah.
This can't be good.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
An officer shakes the principal's hand.
Why is Trevor here? Do you think Brooklyn's in trouble? Or hurt?
I don't know.
They follow Principal Trammell into her office, and Ellie looks anxious as she sits at the desk with Daniel.
Is Brooklyn in trouble?
No, not at all. I'm afraid I have some sad news. Miss Meadows had a terrible accident. It appears she was here late last night, preparing for the play. And we don't know exactly what happened, but one of the heavy sets fell on her. I'm afraid she's dead. What?
No, that can't be true.
I'm so sorry. I don't understand. Are you calling all the parents in to tell them?
No, I just called the two of you and Sadie's mom. Because Brooklyn and Sadie were the ones who found her.
Where's Brooklyn?
She and Sadie are with our new counselor.
That's good.
You found a new counselor?
I hired her last week. She hasn't officially started, but thankfully, she was here this morning, setting up her office.
It's a tough way to start.
It certainly is. Luckily, she's a former student, so she understands how difficult losing Miss Meadows would be for everyone at the school. She's offered individual counseling sessions starting tomorrow.
No, she wouldn't go to that.
Yeah, talking to a counselor doesn't sound like her.
Well, actually, Brooklyn already agreed. She even encouraged Sadie to do it. Let's go. Come on.
Daniel follows Ellie into the hallway.
If you need anything, come with me, okay? I'm so sorry. I totally forgot I have a meeting today. We'll talk tomorrow.
Mom! Brooklyn!
Indigo gone. Ellie runs over and hugs Brooklyn.
Happened to
her.
It's okay. I'm so sorry.
The family are at home.
Remember when Miss Meadows put you on the spot and made you do that solo?
Oh, and I was awful. I was so awful, but she made me feel so good about myself. She had that talent, you know, just...
Well, hate to break it to you, but you were pretty bad.
Thanks for the pizza, Aunt Jess.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie.
I'm gonna go call Sadie and make sure she's okay.
But she's not home alone, is she?
No, her mom's there.
It's good. The girls had a tough day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Principal Trammell said that you're gonna go see the counselor tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I think so. She's actually pretty cool.
We're proud of you, sweetheart.
Please don't make it a big deal, Mom. Have fun, guys. Bye.
Cheers to Miss Meadows.
Oh, cheers to Miss Meadows.
Yeah. Meadows.
Miss Meadows.
Outside.
Thanks.
Ellie and Jasmine sit on patio seating.
It's nice out.
It is.
Right?
I mean, the garden does take a lot of work.
Right?
Thanks for always being there for us. And for bringing the wine. And the pizza.
Of course. You three are like family. Hey, are you ever going to tell me what the deal was between you and Miss Meadows?
What do you mean?
You were always in her classroom.
Ellie lowers her gaze.
What is it, Elle?
I wouldn't have had Brooklyn without her.
What are you talking about?
I was pregnant when we graduated.
How? I would have known.
Well, I was only a few weeks pregnant. My mom wanted to fix the problem. But Miss Meadows convinced her that she was a blessing and not a problem.
Brooklyn's been listening in from the kitchen, and she ducks out of the room undetected as Daniel comes in.
So you didn't give up college because you were so in love with Daniel?
No, I gave up college to have Brooklyn.
Hey, ladies. Need anything?
Thanks, but I'm about to head home.
I'm okay, honey. I really could use a nice bath just to wash the day away.
Sounds like a plan. Oh, if you need any help with that bath.
Okay, that's definitely my cue to leave.
No. I want you to understand. This is the life I've always wanted. Just came a little sooner than expected.
I'm glad you finally told me. Get some sleep. See you tomorrow.
Good night.
Night.
Jasmine wanders off, and Ellie remains outside for a few moments, her head resting on her bent arm. She grabs two glasses of wine and carries them inside. As Ellie wanders into her bathroom barefoot, she treads on a few scattered beads. She clutches her foot. She switches on the lights, then starts collecting the beads, which come from a broken bracelet that's scattered further along the tiles. Ellie frowns. Ellie gets to the bracelet, then straightens up as she picks it up. The mirror opposite Ellie is cracked, and words have been written across it in red lipstick. Blood will have blood. Ellie screams in horror and staggers back. Ellie sits down, then Daniel and Brooklyn rush in.
Hey, what's going on? What happened? What's wrong? What's going on?
Brooklyn eyes the mirror.
Dad?
Daniel looks over and gets up.
Blood will have blood. Els, what is this?
Ellie shakes her head.
It's Macbeth.
What?
It's a quote from Macbeth. Mom, what's going on?
Els, talk to me. Call the police.
Ellie, speechless, sobbing gently as she clutches the broken bracelet. Daniel puts an arm around Ellie as he makes a call. A police car flashes its lights, and inside, Officer Trevor is collecting evidence. He holds up a lipstick to Ellie, who Daniel's comforting.
This yours? I'm gonna need that too.
Ellie puts the broken bracelet into Trevor's evidence bag.
Did the intruder damage or take anything else?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Why this bracelet?
I think I was targeted. Just like Miss Meadows was targeted.
Targeted? How so?
We were all part of this advanced theater group when we were at Liberty. And we all wore those bracelets, including Miss Meadows. She called us her inner circle.
Huh. Did Miss Meadows give them to you?
No, it was, Indigo.
Indigo?
Yeah, remember the eccentric girl that came to Liberty our senior year?
Yeah. That's right. Didn't she get kicked out for selling drugs? Whatever happened to her?
Not sure. Aren't you the one that turned her in?
No, I heard the rumors that she was selling drugs, but I didn't turn her in.
So let me get this straight. You're telling me this old friendship bracelet ties what happened here tonight to Miss Meadows?
Don't you?
Let me talk to my detectives, see if they found anything else.
He nods with a pursed smile, then heads into another room. Ellie paces forward, then faces Daniel with a frown. She shakes her head as her gaze roves in thought.
It was not a coincidence.
How much longer do you think?
I'm not sure. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. I'll wrap things up here with the bombings and meet you back at the station.
Okay.
Thanks. Well, we found a partial footprint out back. No sign of forced entry. Looks like the person may have got in through an unlocked window. Hey, Ellie, I called the coroner while I was outside. Miss Meadow's death was ruled an accident.
Did you tell them what happened here tonight?
I did, but there needs to be a stronger connection than an old friendship bracelet.
If you don't think that it's connected, then how do you explain this happening to me now?
Well, I'm not sure. Tiffany says there's a lot of people in town for the reunion.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, if you think this somehow relates to our high school days, it's a pretty lengthy suspect list. And you? You burned quite a few bridges at Liberty. Have a good one.
Did he just blame me for everything that happened tonight and everything that happened in high school? Burned a lot of bridges.
Certainly burned his bridge.
That was one date.
I think that Trevor sees you as the one that got away.
Maybe that's why Tiffany's so cold to me. Do you think that maybe he told her that there was more to us than what there ever was?
Maybe Tiffany's seeking revenge and our police chief's covering it up.
That is not funny.
Hey, just trying to lighten the mood.
Well, I'm scared. Our home was broken into. Someone was in our bathroom.
Okay, I hear you. Come here. Come here. Trevor thinks that we left the window open, but I'll have all the locks changed tomorrow to be sure. All right, how about I go check all the windows right now, and you check on Brooklyn?
Okay. Thanks.
Welcome.
He lets go of her hand, and they both get up and head in opposite directions. Ellie gets to a set of white double doors and gently knocks on them.
Brooklyn, honey. Honey, open the door.
Ellie pulls at the handle, but the door's locked.
Brooklyn!
She knocks again, then presses her ear to the door with a frown.
Brooklyn!
Panicking, she tugs the handles again.
Brooklyn! Brooklyn! Daniel! Daniel!
What?
She's not answering.
Brooklyn!
Daniel bashes the doors in with his shoulder. The window's open.
Daniel, she's gone.
Ellie finds Brooklyn's mobile on the neatly made bed.
She would never leave home without her phone.
Full of concern, they hurry out of the room. Ellie wanders round the side of her house, joining Daniel in the garden.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all we know. All right. Okay. Will do. Thanks.
Is that Trevor?
Yeah. He said to check with her friends.
I have Sadie's number in my phone.
Yeah.
They go back inside, and Ellie makes a call as she rounds their large dining table.
No, I'm telling you, she would never leave home without her phone.
Brooklyn returns with Sadie.
She'd leave her phone if she didn't want to be tracked.
Brooklyn!
Where were you? I needed a second to breathe without you watching my every move. Thanks. She didn't tell me she snuck out. I'm really sorry.
It's okay, Sadie. It's not your fault.
I think I'm gonna go now.
Sadie ambles out, then Ellie faces Daniel.
Honey, it's okay. I want to talk to Brooklyn alone.
Okay.
Ellie goes up.
Brooklyn. Hey, we need to talk. Hey, stop this. We don't need to talk, okay? I talked to the counselor. What? She gave me her phone number and told me to call her anytime. So,
That's where Sadie took you? To talk to the counselor?
Yes.
I could have taken you. Look, I know you've had a hard day, but you can't just disappear like that. I called the police.
You are such a hypocrite.
How? How am I a hypocrite?
Hey, Brooklyn.
It's true. I overheard her talking to Aunt Jazz on the porch earlier. I may have snuck out, but at least I'm not pregnant.
Ellie looks stunned.
You are on my case for everything. And now I know it's because you never even wanted me.
Hey, no. That is not true. Honey, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Us. You're the best thing that's ever happened to us. All I've ever wanted to do is protect you.
No. All you've ever wanted to do is protect yourself. And your perfect little image.
Brooklyn wipes tears.
Okay. Maybe we can all use a little bit of time to cool off, huh?
Brooklyn slumps onto her bed, burying her face in her pillow. Then Ellie leaves with a woeful expression. Daniel closes the door as he follows her. In their bedroom, Daniel removes his shoes.
Now, why tonight? After all these years, did you decide to tell Jasmine about Brooklyn?
No, I didn't plan on it. I was just, I don't know, so emotional about Miss Meadows that it just came out.
He stares with a frown, and she sways her head.
Daniel. Hey. I'm sorry.
It wasn't just your secret to tell. We agreed we'd tore together when she turned 18, huh?
I didn't tell her. I was just talking to my friend, and she overheard. I didn't even get a chance to explain myself.
I don't know. Maybe the counselor can help. Brooklyn seems to like her.
I don't want her talking to a stranger about our problems.
So you'd rather take advice from Sadie or some other teenager?
No, I want her to talk to me. I'm her mother.
Daniel wipes his brow as he turns away from her. Then he picks up his shoes and strides off.
Daniel!
Ellie chucks something down in frustration. Daytime at the school, and Ellie visits the principal's office. She knocks on the open door with a soft smile, and American East Asian Trammel looks up from her desk.
Do you have a minute?
Of course.
I'm about to meet the reunion committee at the gym, and I was wondering if maybe we should consider postponing or canceling it.
No, Miss Meadows wouldn't want that. You know what she'd say. Carry on.
I know. Sometimes it's not always as easy.
Your graduating class is one of her favorites. She had a special bond with you and your friends.
We all loved her so much. What do you think about the idea of maybe doing a tribute at the reunion?
I think that's a great idea. Do you know if she has any family we should invite?
I don't think so. I used to watch her house when she would visit her brother out of town, but he passed away last year.
That's right.
I already miss her.
Ellie checks her watch.
Thanks.
It looks exactly the same.
Yeah, so I think that this we need to push back.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll write that down.
Slowly push back in lighting. Probably be nice to get some streaming lights or something.
I don't know.
Avery! I'm surprised to see you here.
Oh, well, I swung by the school to give my support for Principal Trammell. I mean, gosh, Miss Meadows' death is just so tragic.
She asked you to help with the reunion?
Oh, no. Don't be ridiculous. I was on my way out and I saw Tiffany and Jasmine, and so here we are. So how can I help?
Oh, well, most of the work is already done.
Avery had some ideas about how we could set things up Friday.
I guess we can use your help.
Excellent. Yeah, well, so Tiffany was already telling me about your plans, and they sound really cute. Yeah. I do think with my help, though, that we could make this fabulous.
Oh,
gosh. Sorry, guys. Excuse me, girls. It is my agent. Hi, darling. How are you? Oh, no, I was just helping some old friends. Yeah.
I am so thankful that she came just in time to make this fabulous.
I know. Oh, she's the best.
Oh, shoot. I've got to go.
Does Avery know we're meeting here again tomorrow?
I don't know.
Don't worry. I'll text her. She gave me her number.
Tiffany leaves.
Ugh.
Jasmine chuckles as Ellie folds her arms.
How's Brooklyn?
I wouldn't know. Seems like the counselor has replaced me.
I believe she's talking to someone.
Why isn't she talking to me?
Because she's probably talking about you.
Right. I should probably go and introduce myself to the new counselor.
I don't know if that's the best plan if you're trying to build trust with Brooklyn.
Yeah, right? You're probably right. Mm. Hey, I'm headed to Miss Meadows' house tomorrow to look for pictures. I still have her key.
Shouldn't you be checking that with Trevor first?
Why would I check with Trevor? No, I mean, he said that her death was an accident, right? It's not like it's a crime scene.
Okay, what are you up to? You have plenty of pictures.
I figured after I look for pictures, I can just have a look around the house.
For what?
Anything suspicious.
I don't know, Elle. If you're right and her death wasn't an accident, you need to be careful. Okay?
Late evening.
Hun, we're home.
What's going on? How's dinner?
Mom's jealous of the school counselor.
I am not jealous. I simply asked what it is that you girls talk about.
And she didn't like it when I told her our sessions are private.
Brooklyn, your mom just wants to make sure you're okay.
I am okay. I was trying to tell her that the counselor is actually really helping, but even that freaked her out.
I did not freak out.
Brooklyn walks off, and Daniel kisses Ellie.
I didn't freak out.
Daniel smirks. Now he gets into bed with Ellie.
Can't wait for this week to be over.
I take it you ladies decided not to cancel the reunion?
No. We're using it as an opportunity to pay tribute to Miss Meadows.
That's nice.
Yeah. I'm going to her house to look for pictures.
Wait, whose house? Miss Meadows?
Yeah. I still have her key.
With everything that's happened, you probably shouldn't go alone. Plus, you're so busy. Why don't you let me get the photos? This way you have time for everything else.
It's okay, honey. I'm gonna go in the daytime. Plus, I'm not even sure what I'm looking for.
Daniel smiles softly and kisses her hand. An alarm clock reads 5 a.m. and Daniel's creeping through the house fully dressed. He pauses before going down the stairs, then he waits briefly by Brooklyn's doors before continuing on into the kitchen. Daniel shines his mobile's torch as he slides open a drawer and rummages through it. He retrieves a key, which has a small yellow tag attached. It's labeled Miss Meadows. Daniel tucks his phone in his pocket, then leaves the house with the key. An aerial view of a curving road in the leafy neighborhood, its path softly lit with streetlights. Daniel lets himself into Meadows' house and shuts the door behind him. He goes straight into her home study and sits at the desk. Daniel shines a torch as he flicks through paperwork, then his lips part as he spots a framed photo of Meadows. She's smiling and her hair is windswept. He has a disheartened expression as he studies it, then he puts it face down before searching the rest of the desk. Daniel looks through a drawer filled with folders which have small labeled tabs. He pulls out a folder with the name Baby Bauman. Then he pops it on the desk and takes out the documents inside. A car's headlights move past outside and he puts the empty folder back, the name tab getting stuck. Daniel leaves. The morning sun shines over the neighborhood and Ellie's alone in bed. She stares as her alarm goes off, then she eventually stops it. Ellie gets out of her bed and wanders to her ensuite's doorway, where she peers inside. As she heads back into her room, she spots a note from Daniel reading, "I have an early client meeting in the morning. I'll pick up dinner tonight. Love you, D. At the school, Brooklyn and Sadie walk along by outdoor lockers, and Sadie is carrying her lunch on a tray. They frown as they inspect the food.
What is that white stuff on it?
I don't want to know, honestly.
Oh. I don't know if that's worse than my mom's weird corny messages on my lunch.
Okay, well, at least she makes you a lunch. Dude, how am I going to eat this? Like, what even? There's your mom. Hey, don't blame her. It's like an invitation for her to come over here.
Sadie waves as Brooklyn hides.
Is that Avery Anderson? Why didn't you tell me your mom's friends with her?
They graduated together, but they're not friends. I've never even met her.
The women go upstairs.
She's gone.
Brooklyn sits with Sadie.
I wish you knew her, then you could introduce me after the assembly.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I forgot about the assembly. I'm supposed to meet with the counselor last period. I gotta find her and let her know I'm not gonna be there.
I'll go with you.
No, it's okay. I'm good.
Brooklyn knocks on Indigo's office door, then waves through the glass. Indigo smiles.
Come in.
Have a seat. I thought we were meeting later today. Did I get the time wrong?
No, I forgot about the assembly this afternoon. Schedule.
Yes, of course. It's not every day Avery Anderson agrees to talk to a group of high school kids.
Yeah, normally I'd skip.
Oh, no. Go. She'll probably have some good information about acting.
Didn't we graduate with her, my mom?
We were all in the same class, but I didn't graduate from Liberty. Why?
I was going to ask if you could introduce me after the assembly.
I've seen her walking around here with your mom. Why don't you ask her?
Brooklyn lowers her gaze, and Indigo frowns.
I'm free now, if you have the time to talk.
I only have, 15 minutes left of my lunch.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Brooklyn sits back with parted lips. Holding a document, Daniel wanders through a graveyard. He gets to a headstone covered in leaves and crouches by it. He brushes the leaves away and reads the engraving. Isabella Brown, April 1st, 2008 to August 15th. The year is obscured by a leaf, but the sentence below reads, "Our sweet baby gone too soon." Ellie visits Principal Trammell.
Knock, knock. Come in. Am I interrupting something?
Oh, no. I appreciate you stopping by. I found some pictures that you might want for the tribute when I was cleaning out Miss Meadows' office.
Ellie takes the folder, then smiles at the various photos.
These are great. I will have Brooklyn scan these for the slideshow.
Miss Meadows would have loved that. She thought the world of you two.
Thanks.
Oh, I am definitely late for class. Can you grab me a tardy slip?
I don't think I have anything official yet, but...
Maybe if I write you a note?
Yeah, that should work.
Okay.
Brooklyn, shouldn't you be in class right now?
This should work. If not, let me know. And
yeah, you're right. I'm headed there now. Thank you. Indigo.
It's been a long time, Ellie.
What are you? Wait, you're the new counselor? The one who's been talking to Brooklyn?
Maybe we should continue this inside of my office. Why don't you have a seat so we can talk?
I don't understand. You disappear in our senior year, and now you've just suddenly reappeared here as the new school counselor?
I didn't exactly disappear our senior year.
You're right, I'm sorry. I heard the rumors.
Heard the rumors? You started the rumors.
No, I didn't.
I tried hard to make friends that year. I joined theater because I liked the people, including you.
You were part of our group. I was just talking about the bracelets that you had made us, remember? Miss Meadows' inner circle.
I was never a part of the inner circle. I wanted to fit in. I was always on the edge, but never included.
That's not how I remember things.
I assure you, the Liberty High School from your memories is quite different from the Liberty High School of mine. That's why I became a counselor.
I want to help kids who are lost or misunderstood, like Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. She is not lost, nor is she misunderstood. I want you to stop talking to my daughter.
Ellie storms off.
I appreciate that.
Ellie joins them.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. Did you know that Indigo is the new counselor at Liberty?
Indigo?
Yeah, that Indigo.
To Tiffany.
Did you know?
Yes, but I didn't think it would be a problem for you.
You didn't think that that would be a problem for me? I found a bracelet made by Indigo in my bathroom, severed alongside a threatening note the same day that Miss Meadows was killed.
That is not at all.
And now she's counseling my daughter? No, that is a big deal.
Okay, but Miss Meadows wasn't killed. Okay, Trevor said it was an accident.
It's with her, huh?
Ellie.
No, what is it, really? I mean, do you still have this jealousy towards me because I went on a single date with Trevor, I don't know, how many years ago was that?
No. I don't care that the two of you went on a date. But I care very much that you slept with Trevor.
What?
You slept with Trevor?
Of course not.
Of course not. Ellie would never cheat on Daniel.
Not now. Back in high school?
One date. And that was it. I mean, unless he told you something different.
No. I saw the two of you. At Rick's party, I know you remember.
Ellie frowns.
I remember Rick's party. I was really upset with Daniel. He'd been drinking way too much and he was being a jerk.
Yeah, you broke up with him at that party. Yeah.
And slept with Trevor.
No, Trevor drove me home. He didn't even come upstairs to my place, and that was it.
It happened at the party before you left. Will you quit trying to deny it? Because I saw you.
Okay, you need to back up and explain exactly what you think you saw that night, okay?
When Trevor told me that he was driving Ellie home, I got so mad that I decided to leave the party. I went to find my jacket in one of the bedrooms, and there were two people under the covers hooking up. And then I saw Daniel's Letterman jacket, you know, with Bauman written on the back, laying on the chair. You always wore that jacket. I even remember you carrying it when you walked out with Trevor. Oh, but there it was, just laying neatly on the chair, just, you know, taunting me.
I remember that. No, you're right, I was wearing his jacket. But Trevor and I had bumped into Daniel on our way out, and I took off the jacket and I threw it at Daniel, and I told him that we were done for good. And then Trevor drove me home.
Tiffany's gaze wanders.
So that wasn't you? Or Trevor?
Daniel?
Jasmine rolls her eyes, then holds Ellie's woeful gaze. Principal Trammell joins Avery on the theater stage.
That was very inspiring. Aww. I love it when our alumni come back and show our students all the possibilities that lay ahead.
It was my pleasure. And again, I am so sorry I was so late. You know, unfortunately, my publicist doesn't always think the things that I schedule are important.
We know you're very busy. Oh, Brooklyn, were you waiting for me or Miss Anderson?
Miss Anderson, if that's okay.
Brooklyn Bauman? Should I say Lady Macbeth?
I'll leave you two to talk.
So, Brooklyn, did your mom suggest you come talk to me?
No, she's not exactly happy with me talking to people from her past. Oh, it's not you. It's just after Miss Meadows died, I learned some things that my mom and dad didn't want me to know about.
Oh, were you close with Miss Meadows?
Well, not as close as my mom was. I wish I would have known how much she did for me before I was even born. I'm sorry. I should not have said anything. I'm gonna go. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Yeah. You must have hung around to ask me something.
Yes. I was hoping that you might give me some acting advice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. I would be happy to help you.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. I'm late for pickup, guys. Sorry.
Go. We can finish.
Maybe you should ask Trevor.
I've never wanted to talk to him about that night, but I may know something.
Tiffany wanders off, and Ellie looks down with a glum expression.
Do you think Tiffany saw Daniel that night?
I don't know. Do I even want to know?
If you don't ask, you always wonder. You should at least find out what Trevor knows.
Trevor was driving me home. He wasn't even there.
If anything happened, it would be big news in the locker room the next day, right? Or it could be nothing, and Tiffany could be confused.
Yeah, I mean, just because Tiffany saw a jacket on the chair doesn't necessarily mean anything, right?
Maybe he didn't want to carry it around, so he tossed it on the chair. Didn't you guys, like, make up the very next day?
Yes. I mean, but what if...
Stop. Don't play the what-if game. Talk to Trevor.
Ellie eyes her with parted lips.
Yeah.
Ellie gathers up her documents as she softly shakes her head, and Jasmine's lips part as Ellie heads off. Avery gives Brooklyn a lift home, and she smiles as she indicates and parks in front of the modest home.
Cute. Thanks again for the ride and for the advice.
Absolutely. I'm always happy to help a fellow actor.
Hopefully someday.
Oh, yeah. With your talent and my connections, it'll happen a lot sooner than you think.
Well, I'm not really sure my mom will even let me try. She's been so overprotective lately.
Wow. Surprises me. In high school, she loved acting just as much as... Actually, maybe even more than I did.
Yeah, my dad says that she was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think people like your dad and Miss Meadows actually thought she was even better than me.
Yeah, well, thanks again for offering to help.
Hey, I can talk to your mom for you.
You do that?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Brooklyn gets out, and Avery gives her a small wave before watching Brooklyn run over to her front door. Avery waves again, then her smile fades, and her expression turns serious as she drives off. Ellie's in a quiet restaurant, sitting alone at a table, when Trevor wanders in.
Coffee, please.
Thanks.
I don't know why we had to meet. I told you on the phone, I don't have any more leads on you. Breaking.
What's wrong?
I need to ask you something.
Sounds serious.
Well, Tiffany suggested that I...
The waitress puts down a coffee and cake, then Ellie locks eyes with Trevor.
She suggested that I ask you about the night of Rick's party. You had driven me home. I had broken up with Daniel.
Oh, I kind of surprised that Tiffany would discuss that night with you. Something happened that she doesn't feel right about.
Ellie tilts her head, then her lips part as she struggles to speak.
Did Daniel sleep with someone that night? Never mind. I can tell by your face.
Wait, listen. I don't know for sure what happened that night. I heard people saying that Daniel slept with somebody at the party.
Why didn't you tell me?
I thought you already knew.
I know.
Look, everybody was talking about it.
Jasmine didn't know. Tiffany thought it was me and you.
What?
Yes. No, she doesn't think that anymore. So, who was it that Daniel supposedly slept with?
Look, I don't know. I mean, that was the same night Indigo got busted for drugs. There was a lot of rumors going around about that night. I don't think Daniel really ever told anybody what happened.
A lot of rumors, huh? Great. Someone should have told me.
Daniel should have told you.
Ellie grabs her bag and gets up. Then she turns back.
I appreciate you being honest with me.
Yeah, of course. Are you going to be okay?
I mean, I have to be, right? For Brooklyn.
She smiles softly as their gazes meet, and she wanders off, and Trevor remains at the table, pressing his fist to his lips. Holding a cardboard box, Ellie lets herself into Meadows' house, using the same key Daniel used. She shuts the door behind her. Ellie picks up a framed photo in the living room, smiling fondly at it before adding it to her box. Her gaze drifts around the room as she collects more photos, most of which are of Meadows. She takes one photo from a mantle, in which Meadows is smiling and wearing a hat. She adds it to her box, then her focus shifts to the study next door. Ellie eyes up the space, which has two bookshelves meeting in the far corner behind the desk. Ellie sits at the desk as she puts her box down. She picks up the pretty photo of Meadows, which Daniel had left face down. She shifts her head with a frown, then adds it to her box. She finds a small book on the desk, and her gaze falls on the label poking out of the drawer. She pulls out the empty Baby Bauman folder. Ellie's lips part as she opens it up, and she stares at the empty folder for several moments. Ellie folds over the flaps on her box, then picks it up and rests it against her hip, before picking up the empty folder too. Ellie strides out of the office, and she looks around with a grave expression as she steps out of the house. She rests the folder on top of the box, and locks the house's large wooden door before leaving. At home, Ellie sits on a sofa with a box of stuff on a table and the framed photo of Meadows in her hands. She spots Daniel approaching through the window opposite.
Hey.
Daniel pops his bag down, then wanders to Ellie's side and studies the photo.
It's a good picture of her.
There are a lot of good pictures. I need to talk to you.
He spotted the Baby Bauman folder.
Daniel.
Sorry. What?
What happened the night of Rick's party?
You said that you never wanted to see me again.
I mean after that. What happened after I left?
Hey, I'm starving. Let me get something to eat. Do you want anything?
Hey! I want answers. Did you sleep with someone?
Why would you ask me that?
Get out.
What? Why?
Because you would have said no if you hadn't.
Els, wait, listen. It's not what you think. Knowing the truth is only going to hurt you.
Not knowing the truth already has.
I'll leave if that's what you want.
I want the truth.
She gives him a stern look, then walks away. Daniel watches her go, then he rolls his eyes and leaves. Evening, and Ellie's setting her dining table when she gets a call. She sways her head as she picks up her mobile, then folds her arm as she answers.
Hello, Daniel.
Hey. Can we talk?
Actually, Brooklyn and I are just about to sit down to have dinner, so...
Is she there with you?
Yes.
Okay, just please don't say anything to her until I've had a chance to explain.
I'll try to call you after we're done eating.
Okay. I love you.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. I made your favorite spaghetti.
It smells great.
You're in a good mood.
I had a good day.
Love to hear more about it.
Nothing really to tell. I just had a good day.
Are we waiting for Doug?
Not sure when he's going to be home. You can get started.
His loss.
Ellie scoops some pasta onto Brooklyn's plate.
Yeah, you can grab the sauce.
Ellie sits down with a weary expression, then she rubs her chin as Brooklyn ladles sauce onto her dish. Later, Brooklyn carries her plate to the sink.
You can just leave those, honey. Why don't you get started on your homework?
Is this a trick? Because I'm confused. Whenever I leave without helping, you get angry. But when I stay and help without asking, you send me away.
I guess you finally figured out my master plan, huh?
Are you sure you don't need help? Okay. Thanks for dinner.
Brooklyn smiles as she leaves the kitchen. Then Ellie, who sits at the glossy countertop, eyes her mobile. She picks her mobile up as she takes a deep breath. Then she calls Daniel. Daniel's in a parking lot, heading to his car as he carries takeout. He rests his food on his car's bonnet as he answers the call.
Hey, Oz. Thanks for calling me back. Wasn't sure you would.
I wasn't sure either. But I need to know what happened.
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
The truth. Daniel, please, just tell me the truth.
I didn't intend to sleep with someone else.
What does that even mean?
I never told anybody what happened that night. You know I was drinking.
Yeah, a lot.
You're right. It was a lot, but I think it was more than that. Pretty sure somebody slipped something into my drink. Now look, I never would have slept with somebody, but when I woke up, I...
Wait, hey, hang on. You're telling me that someone took advantage of you? If you were drugged, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell the police or tell anyone?
Yeah, that's not exactly the kind of conversation an 18-year-old football player had 15 years ago. I was embarrassed that it happened. All right, and I was afraid I'd lose you forever. Especially when I found out that she was pregnant.
Ellie fidgets and frowns.
What?
I didn't find out until long after graduation. You and I were already back together.
Hang on. You're telling me that you have another child, Daniel?
Miss Meadows helped her arrange adoption for the baby girl.
No. This doesn't make sense. You're such a good father to Brooklyn, and you're telling me that you have another child that you don't even care about?
I've always cared. Miss Meadows and I even tried to find her a few years back, and that's when we found out that she died in a car accident when she was 5.
Someone's watching Daniel from a car.
Look, can we please just finish this conversation in person?
The stalker blares their headlights, then speeds towards Daniel.
Daniel!
Ellie frowns as she studies her mobile. Now she's in the hospital, standing next to Daniel, who's lying in bed unconscious. She spots Trevor at the room's window, peering in from the hallway. To a nurse.
I'll be right back.
Ellie joins Trevor.
Who did this to Daniel?
That's what we're trying to find out.
There's no surveillance video?
Not at the restaurant, but we're checking the surrounding businesses.
Okay, so his stats have improved slightly. I'll be back to check on him soon, but please let me know if anything changes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will.
Ellie's teary gaze falls on Trevor.
You need to find the person that did this to Daniel.
Trevor nods.
Please.
Her eyes brimming with tears, Ellie goes back into Daniel, and Trevor watches through the window's blinds. Ellie holds Daniel's hand as she perches on the bed. The morning sun glints across the city, and Ellie's still at the hospital, but Daniel's not in the room. She sits on the bed, checking her watch, when Brooklyn and Jasmine arrive with takeaway coffees.
Hi! What a surprise! I wasn't expecting to see you before school.
How's Dan?
Thank you. He's okay. He's in surgery. He's getting his leg set.
Well, at least he's stable enough for surgery.
Yeah, I mean, they think he's out of the woods, but his recovery will be tough, so we're gonna need your help.
Yeah, help for sure.
Me too. Where was he when he got hit?
Thank you for the coffee, Jasmine. It's been a long night.
Are you ready? Your mom's trusting me to get you to school on time.
Yeah, I guess. I could give her a ride. Avery, what are you doing here?
Well, I heard about Daniel's accident, so I came to help.
You heard? From where?
Tiffany texted me.
Oh, thank you, Trevor. So much for privacy.
You know, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to over.
I think it's nice.
Sorry, this is my daughter, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn,
this is Avery.
Yes, we met.
I talked to her after the assembly yesterday. I see. I asked her if she could give me some acting advice.
Yes, and I'm really happy to help in any way that I can.
Well, that explains your good mood last night, right?
Can she give me a ride to school today? We can talk about acting.
You know what? I'll take you. I'm headed there right now. Okay?
Well, how about I bring you back here after school? I'm sure you're still going to be here with Daniel.
Can't she?
Ellie gapes.
I guess so. Yeah, that should be fine. All right.
Okay. Call me.
Avery lingers by the doorway.
Gosh, you know, Brooklyn, she really reminds me of myself when I was that age.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I would have loved to have someone show me the ropes.
Thank you for helping her. It's nice to see her happy for once.
Hmm. Well, I'll see you later.
Avery wanders off, and Ellie's lips part as her gaze drifts off in thought. Brooklyn and Sadie are in the school's courtyard.
Let's go, I'll give you a ride home.
You don't have to wait with me.
Look, I hate to break it to you, but I don't think your idol, Avery Anderson's coming. Just go. I'm sure she's just running late.
Okay.
Told you she didn't forget. What's tonight?
Oh, my mom's high school reunion. Thanks for waiting with me.
Yeah, tell your dad I hope he feels better.
Oh, yeah.
Brooklyn hurries inside, then she gets to the theater, entering by the raised seating. She tries the light switch, but the room stays dark. Brooklyn panics, staggering backwards out of the theater. As she's about to turn around, she bumps into Indigo.
I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to scare you like that.
When the lights didn't turn on, it reminded me of fighting some enemies.
You don't need to explain. I was trying to catch you because you missed your session earlier today.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I totally forgot. But I'm feeling a lot better about things, actually.
You practically jumped out of your skin when I touched your shoulder a minute ago.
You just came up running and grabbed me.
I was just... What?
Hey, what's going on here?
Were you in there? In the dark?
Are you okay? You sounded really upset.
I'm fine.
It's my fault. I didn't mean to scare her.
Indigo?
Huh. Avery.
What are you doing here?
I'm the new counselor here at Liberty.
You... Sorry, I don't understand. Principal Trammell hired you?
Mm-hmm.
Even after
that
everything...
That was a long time ago. If you have concerns, I'd be happy to meet with you. Alone.
No, you know, I'm actually really late getting Brooklyn to the hospital. I'm sure Ellie's getting worried. But I'll catch up with you later.
Let me know if you need anything.
Yeah, thanks. Good.
Avery squeezes Brooklyn's hand, and she touches her shoulder and glances back at Indigo as she leads Brooklyn away. They round a corner.
I'm really sorry that she scared you like that. Are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought she was cool at first, but all she wants to do is talk about my feelings. Mm. And I get enough of that from my mom.
Okay, well, in that case, I promise not to ask you anything about your feelings on the way to the hospital.
Okay.
They notice Jasmine in the school's gym, setting up a table for the reunion. Jasmine raises her brows and waves. They smile and wave back before leaving. Ellie paces in Daniel's hospital room. He's in bed, sleeping. Ellie pauses, then she takes Daniel's hand and perches on the bed, her teary gaze fixating on him. She strokes his face.
I love you, Daniel.
Ellie wipes away tears, then tilts her head back with an emotional sigh. She spots Brooklyn and Avery approaching from the hall opposite, so she grabs a tissue and wipes her face. Ellie steps out of the room and smiles feebly as she joins them in the corridor.
Hey.
Is that okay?
Yeah. It's just hard for me to see him like this. Hey, will you give this to Tiffany? It's Miss Meadows' slideshow for the tribute tonight.
Oh, but aren't you coming to the reunion?
I don't think so. No, I need to be here with Daniel.
Mom, you should go. You just said Dad's gonna be fine.
Honey, I don't feel comfortable leaving your father yet.
I'll stay with him. If I can go to school, you can go to the reunion.
I don't think that's the same.
Don't you want to be there to support Miss Meadows? I mean, I even planned an extra surprise because I was certain you were going to be there.
I promise I'll keep you updated. Can you talk her into going to the reunion, please? I can handle it.
Brooklyn lets go of Ellie's hand, then goes into Daniel's room.
You know, she really is an amazing young lady. I'm actually a little jealous of what you have.
You? Jealous of me?
I'm serious. You have the perfect life.
Me? Everyone wants to be you.
I've given up a lot to be here. I think I'd trade it all for what you have.
Don't be fooled. I mean, I love my family more than anything, but it hasn't always been easy. My relationship with Brooklyn, it can be difficult sometimes, and now with Miss Meadows having passed, Brooklyn has learned that her birth wasn't exactly planned.
What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing. I just said too much.
You know, Brooklyn's perfectly capable of staying here with Daniel.
I know.
Well, then, I will leave this with you.
The memory stick.
Thank you for picking her up from school. You know, she really admires you.
Well, she's exactly what I would want if I had a daughter.
If you'll excuse me, I am going to tell Brooklyn that I'll be at the reunion tonight.
Avery smiles sweetly, then Ellie goes into the room, and Avery watches them through the blinds with a morbid expression. Ellie strokes Brooklyn's hair, then clutches her shoulders. As Ellie looks to the window, Avery forces a smile, then gives Ellie a little wave before leaving. Evening, and Ellie's in her bathroom putting on makeup when she has a flashback of herself finding the cracked mirror and lipstick message. Ellie takes some deep breaths as she clutches the walls, then she eyes her reflection.
Get it together, Ellie.
She picks up her powder brush and dabs her cheeks. Jasmine approaches from the bedroom.
Sorry. You weren't answering the door, so I let myself in.
What are you doing here?
Giving you a ride to the reunion. You've gotta be tired from staying at the hospital last night. Come on.
Ellie switches off the bathroom light, then sighs woefully as she nears Jasmine, who puts an arm around her. Now they enter the school's gym, where tables are fully decorated.
Is it how you pictured it?
It's better.
You're late.
Do you have the slideshow?
Yes. Sorry about Daniel. I hear he's doing better.
He is. I wouldn't be here otherwise. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for all the work that you both have done. Setting all this up, this is amazing.
Of course. Do you want to see where we're setting up Miss Meadows' tribute?
Sure.
As Ellie puts her bag down, she spots Indigo across the hall and her smile fades. Indigo notices Ellie.
Come on.
So we're going to run your slideshow on a loop throughout the night so that everyone can have a look. And we have a donation box for Catholic Relief Services so people can donate in lieu of flowers.
It's perfect. Miss Meadows would have loved that you remembered her favorite charity.
It was Avery's idea.
Really?
Yeah, we've gotten pretty close. Did you know she was pregnant when we graduated?
No. Did she tell you that?
What happened to the baby? Miss Meadows helped her put the baby up for adoption. But she says she always regretted giving up her daughter. Really? And what's so sad is the baby died before she had a chance to find her.
Oh.
She died?
Tiffany nods.
Are you okay?
Let's get you something to drink.
Jasmine touches Ellie's arm as she leads her aside. The hospital's emergency sign glows red and white, and Brooklyn is by her dad's side. Daniel's still sleeping as Brooklyn checks her mobile. She has a text from Avery. Meet me in the parking lot. I brought you some real food. Brooklyn replies, can you bring it up? I promised Mum I'd stay with Dad. Avery says, I would, but I'm already late for the reunion. Brooklyn eyes Daniel, who's fast asleep, his face badly bruised. She considers, then replies to Avery, I'm on my way. At the reunion, Jasmine gives Ellie a glass of wine as Indigo approaches behind them.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Indigo, surprised to see you here.
I'm here in an official capacity. Principal Trammell knew this could be difficult for people, so I offered my services. Ellie, you look upset. Can I help you?
I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. It's good to see you, Jasmine.
I can see why she makes you uncomfortable.
Maybe she really does want to hurt you. Or Brooklyn.
Hey, I've got to go check on something. Will you cover for me?
Always. But wait, what are you up to?
I won't be long.
Ellie glances back at Indigo as she goes, then Trevor spots her as she enters the hallway.
Hey, where do you want this?
I don't know. Ask Tiffany.
Ellie. I'm reopening up Miss Meadows' case. I want to find out if it's connected to your break-in or Daniel's hit-and-run.
You should start with Indigo. Don't you find it strange that Miss Meadows died the first day she was back at Liberty?
Maybe you're right.
Thanks.
They head in opposite directions, Ellie glancing back as she turns a corner. Brooklyn wanders down some steps that lead to the hospital's parking lot. She looks about with a frown as she tucks her curly hair back. She's about to turn back when she gets a text from Avery reading, I'm in the back of the parking lot. Brooklyn turns back and spots Avery's car, the driver's doors open. She waves as she goes over, and Avery leans out.
Hey. Thought I missed you.
Oh, no, I just was trying to stay out of sight. My manager thinks that someone at the hospital is leaking information about me to the press, so...
Oh, my gosh, that's really scary.
Oh, just an occupational hazard. Hey, so I have a card for your dad, and there's food for you in the back. If you want to grab it?
Thank you.
Of course.
As Brooklyn turns away, Avery's smile vanishes, and she comes up behind her. At the school, Ellie wanders down a quiet hall, then slips into Indigo's office. She peers out through the door's glass as she shuts it, and she snoops around the space. Her gaze flickers to the door a few times. Ellie rifles through paperwork that covers Indigo's desk, then she searches a drawer. She picks up a flyer for the school play, Macbeth, and studies it with a grave expression. As she puts it down, she finds a printed page from a newspaper with an article that reports on Daniel's hit and run. There's a small photo of Daniel's face. Indigo strides in.
What are you doing in here?
What did you do to my husband?
What?
We'll see what Trevor has to say about this.
Ellie storms off with the news article. Meanwhile, Avery is in the theater. She's on stage and takes a photo of Brooklyn, who lies unconscious by her feet. She smiles as she sends the photo to Ellie, with the words, "Blood will have blood." On opening the image, Ellie runs. Avery drags Brooklyn to one side and props her gently against a wall before stroking her curly hair. Avery hides in the shadowy wing. Ellie races down a stairwell, then rushes into the theater. She tries the main lights, but they don't come on. She runs down to the stage, which is lit with spotlights. As she nears Brooklyn, Avery steps out.
What did you do to my daughter?
Poor daughter. Wow, okay, Ellie, you can drop the charade. You know that she is my daughter. It is finally time for me to get everything I deserve, so you can stop covering for Miss Meadows now that she is dead.
What?
Yeah, Brooklyn told me how you didn't want her to know how Miss Meadows helped with her birth. Now I understand everything. She convinced me to give my baby up for adoption just so she could give her to you.
No. Brooklyn is my daughter. I was pregnant with her at the end of high school. Nobody knew. That's why Daniel and I got married.
I came back looking for my daughter. She told me that she was dead. Yeah, she wasn't dead.
No!
Holding a sharp object, Avery swings for Ellie, but Ellie ducks and pushes her aside. Ellie runs to Brooklyn. Indigo enters the gym, and Trevor strides over.
I need to talk to you. Where were you the night Miss Meadows died?
What? Where's Ellie? I need to explain myself.
Avery stands opposite them.
Single. You're gonna go.
She was coming to find you. She found the article about Daniel's accident in my office. I printed it for Brooklyn's file.
I just saw her running into the theater a few minutes ago. I thought she was getting something for the tribute.
They rush off. On the stage, Avery lifts her weapon, but Brooklyn scurries aside as Ellie pushes a part of the set.
No!
The set lands on Avery.
Come here.
Ellie and Brooklyn sprint out of the theater.
What happened?
It was Avery this whole time. She's inside.
Are you okay? Let's get the two of you somewhere safe.
Indigo leads Brooklyn away as Ellie waits a few moments, watching Trevor rush into the theater. A new day at the cafe, and Ellie's at an outdoor table with Jasmine, Indigo, and Tiffany.
It was Avery this whole time.
It was always Avery. Even back in high school, she's the one who told me you started the rumors.
It's awful.
I'm so sorry, Ellie.
No, I'm sorry.
We all are.
Thank you.
So, when's the next reunion?
Well, if it's up to Ellie, probably never. Elle?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about all the things I have to be grateful for.
I'll drink to that.
Speaking of, I thought I would make it official.
Gifts.
What is that?
She hands them out.
I think that's for you.
Thank you.
Your favorite color?
My favorite color.
She's gifted them bracelets.
Ellie. Oh my God.
The inner circle.
So special. Oh, look, she's here.
Hey, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Guess what?
What?
We're all coming to opening night tonight to cheer you on.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Well, if you'll excuse us ladies, we have a starlet to feed before her big show tonight.
That's right.
Or break a leg.
Enjoy, guys.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. She's gonna be great.
Avery's in a secure cell wearing a beige uniform. She picks her nails as she sits on her bed, rocking gently. She pulls a photo of Daniel and Brooklyn out from the lining of her pillow.
When shall we three meet again?
and thunder, lightning, or in pouring rain. When the hurly-burly's done, when the battle's lost and won. My sweet Lady Macbeth.
Her blonde hair in a low bun and face bare, Avery strokes the photo. Then she folds it up as her intense gaze fixates her head. Credits roll. Tormented by a neighbourhood acquaintance, a woman's life spirals out of control in our thriller tomorrow afternoon at 2:15. Catch The Woman in the Window here on Channel 5. Next, Bargain-Loving Brits by the Sea.